This is Apollo 11, interview number 18, with Dr. Robert Gilruth. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, Moon Landing. Astronauts Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, and Edwin Aldrin are soon to begin their historic journey into lunar orbit. And from there, Armstrong and Aldrin are to make the actual descent to the surface. Looking back over the years at manned spaceflight, what major events have carried us to the point where the country is ready to undertake the moon landing assignment? We asked that question recently of Dr. Robert Gilruth, director of NASA's Manned Spacecraft Center, Houston, Texas.
I still recall the excitement of the early years. The design of the first manned spacecraft, the Mercury, the early flight tests of reentry and recovery systems, the selection of the original seven astronauts and their training programs, our first manned flight, which came in May of 1961 with Al Shepard at the controls, and the buildup to orbital flight 9 months later with John Glenn flying in February of 1962. The major finding of those early flights, that man could operate well in space, that his body could adapt to the weightless environment of space, thus answering a major medical question. The decision to fly to the moon, President Kennedy's speech on that subject before the Congress, his intense interest in the program, and Congress's enthusiasm. The Gemini flights, the first controlled landing from space. Ed White's walk in space. The 8-day mission of Cooper and Conrad. Man's first rendezvous with Schirra and Stafford in one spaceship and Borman and Lovell in the other. And then Borman and Lovell going on to complete a total of 14 days duration in space. The docking of the Gemini spacecraft with a big rocket, the Agena. The transition then from Gemini to maximum effort on the Apollo program. The setback of the spacecraft fire on Pad 34. And the rededication and painstaking redesign following that event. The current big effort for the flying of the moon flights, the detailed mission planning, the concentrated training and readying going on, the production, delivery, and checkout of the rockets, the spacecraft, and the lunar lander. The first decade achievements have far exceeded my grandest dreams. And I hope that you will all wish your American team well for the difficult lunar flights that are coming up in the next year.
Manned Spacecraft Center Director, Dr. Robert Gilruth. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Greenbelt, Maryland, on communicating with moon landing astronauts. This is Willard Scott speaking.